Now, understand there might be some wet spots down on the field that might affect the play as Leeser facing the right-hander for Montgomery, Johnny Krochok. And the first pitch to Kyle Leeser, a strike called 0-1. Johnny, a right-hander on the mound. An interesting delivery as he keeps that glove and baseball way out in front of him and delivers, and Leeser will follow back and out of play in the count 0-2 to Kyle Leeser. It'll be Kyle Leeser, Brian Schlungen, and Taylor Holthaus. Scott Schlungen not in the lineup for St. Martin today. As the pitch comes in, Leeser smacks this to left center field, and that's going to be caught. A diving catch out there in left field by Tom Plecek.
Wow, he laid it out. Holy man, and this guy just comes straight across parallel to the ball and just flat-out dives right at it.
Boy, this hard. You know, this is state tournament. This is when you're going to see good defense. We saw it earlier this morning, Don. We saw it right there again.
Yes, we did. What a nice play by the left fielder. Hey, it's beautiful out here right now, Randy.
Got the thumb shining at the plate, Brian Schlungen. And Schlungen will square like he's going to bunt, pull back, and the first pitch, a strike called, and 0-1 from Johnny Krochok. The kick, the pitch, and Schlungen loops this up the middle. That's a base hit for Brian Schlungen.
Well, he hasn't fooled the first two hitters. Kyle Leeser hit it on the button. So did Brian Schlungen. This is a solid base hit up the middle. Looking at the park here, Randy, we've got 330 down the left field line, 370 in the gap here in left center, 385 center, 370 in right center field. Looks like 320 down the right field line with a little recess in the home run fence there in the corner.
Bring Taylor Holthaus to the plate. Taylor swings and fouls it down the third baseline, and 0-1. Taylor, a new addition to the Martins this year, coming over from Avon. Taylor played his high school baseball at Albany High School. Good addition to this Martin lineup, boy, Don. He is his first year in the Stearns County League. He definitely hit with authority, didn't he?
Yeah, the region. He had a hit 421 with a home run, three base on balls, double. Kyle Leeser had a 389 average.
Brian Schlungen fake like he was going, and boy, the catcher, I think if he wanted to, he could have thrown over to first Tyler Bednar and maybe got Brian Schlungen picked off there.
Yeah. You look at these top three hitters, Kyle, 389, 421, 294. I tell you, there's some pop at these top three hitters here.
Holthaus will take high and inside, not by much, in the count 1-2. The home plate umpire not calling that pitch on Taylor Holthaus. And we saw two in Painesville the last couple weeks as Taylor Holthaus played a great left field for the Martins. It's there, strike three called right down the middle, and Holthaus rung up on strikes.
Nice pitch, Flanagan, come right down the middle there, and Tyler, I think Taylor was looking for something different on that one. You got Jordan Marshall here, and all you think top four guys, he had just about 500 in the region, so he's swinging a hot bat for the Martin.
He is. He gets the cleanup spot for St. Martin, and the pitch outside of ball, Jordan Marshall, and a 1-0. On deck, it's Jared Overman.
Seen this a couple times with Taylor Holthaus right now. He got called out on strikes a few times in the last game, or the last in the regions, too. And he must be looking for something different because when he sees what he wants, he can hit it. He hits it a long way.
Yeah. Pitch ball back and out of play by Masho. And the count, the ball and a strike to Jordan. Brian Schlungen at first. Going on the play, Schlungen. Masho fly ball to right field, coming hard. The right fielder, Eric Iverson, he'll make the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Martins here in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Half an inning. St. Martin nothing. Montgomery coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KSM Albany. Back at Dassel Baseball Park, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you on a Saturday afternoon, soon to be Saturday evening. Yeah, it's a state tournament baseball class of CNB going on today. C games being played at Dassel, and they have moved them to Broughton because the Hutchinson Baseball Park has got water issues, a lot of water on the field right now, and just a lower area that they just can't get it dry. So all the games this weekend moved over to Broughton. And then Class B is being played in Litchfield. That's where the Cold Spring Springers will play tonight, 7:30 against Austin Greyhounds, and we plan to have that game for you here on KASM. Kirby Amish on the call. We're ready to go. Tom Plecek, Pat Lloyd, and Mike Plecek will face Ben Schrader, the right-hander for St. Martin. Schrader kicks and delivers on the inside corner, strike called 0-1.
Kirby got to do a little hustle too, doesn't he? But wouldn't be too bad. You should be getting back there early.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good little jog to drive.
From Hutchinson to Litchfield, oh, I think that's about 20.
Was Broughton, wasn't he?
Or Broughton, yeah, that's right.
A little bit, 15 miles.
Yeah.
Ah, ain't too bad.
There's a road that gets him there. Pitch in the dirt, 1-1 the count. Leachek will take a little bit high, and the count 2 balls and a strike. Yeah, we're just hoping this game stays on time, that we'll stay on time for the 7:30 start over at Litchfield. Here's Leachek, a line drive to center field, coming hard, making a catch is Austin Arsenault.
Nice catch by Austin in center field. Sure looks like that ball was tailing away from him again.
I know.
Nice catch.
Yeah, Arsenault just kind of floating out there as an outfielder and makes the catch for the out. One out, and Pat Lloyd to the plate. Pat, the shortstop for Montgomery. First pitch from Schrader, a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Schrader delivers. There's a strike called, and a ball and a strike. No score if you're just joining us. Bottom of the first inning. Ben Schrader pitches for St. Martin. A squibber on the ground, a second. Schlung and bobbles it once, throws to first. And safe at first is Pat Lloyd on the air by Schlungen. That's Michael over at second.
That ball had a lot of spin on it. It ran off the right-handed bat of Lloyd. Kind of looked like it was just kind of spinning to the right of Schlungen at second base there. I think he just got kind of picked it and dropped it.
Yeah, and that ball is squibbing. You mentioned, Don, it's coming on the grass. It's wet.
It hits the dirt.
Probably picking up some dirt, and by the time it gets to you, you've got a clump of dirt ball.
A mud ball,
yeah. One on, one out for Montgomery. Van Schrader's pitch a little bit low, and the count, ball and no strikes. 1-0 the count. Lloyd will take his lead at first. Marshall holds him there. And the pitch high and tight, and the count, 2-0.
And Schrader with a good curveball. Fastball was moving pretty good on that one, too. Kept it tight on Leachek.
2 balls, no strikes. There's a strike call in, 2-1 from Schrader. Good crowd on hand for this ball game. Montgomery and St. Martin. Bleachers full again. Last game was a little light on fans. 2 balls, 1 strike. Schrader's breaking ball. Beauty there. Strike two, 2-2 the count. Yeah, the Regal Shakopee game pleasantly surprised. The grandstand bleachers were full, the side bleachers full. A lot of people here for that ball game, as is this one. Here's a shot down the third baseline. That's foul, and the count stays at 2-2.
What was the score of the last trip game, Randy?
13-0.
13-0.
Last trip defeats Detroit Lakes.
You know, former Richmond pitcher start for Detroit Lakes, Scott Schrader. So that puts last trip to play Hampton.
Here's a line drive down the third base line, just foul. Past the outstretched glove of Matthew Schlangen.
Okay, the winner of this game will play the Bemidji Blueawks.
Hmm.
Never heard of them, did you?
No. I did have the Bemidji High School this year playing Albany in a section game. Bemidji High School, very good team this year. Here's a line drive out to Arsenal in center field. Arsenal will grab that for the second out of the inning. And it'll bring Ryan Iverson, the first baseman, to the plate.
First baseman number 5, Ryan Iverson.
2 on and 1 out.
Fairly patient in the batter's box, Montgomery is right now, but they're getting some pretty good wood off of Ben Schrader. Just as St. Martin did the first couple of hits against their pitcher, too. And Krochuk. I got to look up these names, Randy. They're a little different pronunciations, aren't they?
Here's a ground ball to deep short. Kyle Leeser up with it. on the run. Leeser throws to first, and a nice scoop by Masso. That'll do it here in the first inning for Montgomery. No runs, no hits, one error, one left on. We played an inning, St. Martin and Montgomery scoreless. We're back in a minute here on KFM Albany. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back at Sassel, top of the second inning. St. Martin and Montgomery scoreless for the Martins here in the second. It'll be Jared Oberman, the right fielder, Chaz Henn in the DH, and Michael Schlungen facing our right-hander, Johnny Krochok. Krochok's pitch to Oberman, a strike called, and 0-1. Martin's picking up a hit off of Krochok in the first inning. Also, nice diving catch on Kyle Leeser's ball out in the left field. So Martin's did hit Krochok. Here's a pitch that's low in the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ground ball up the middle, and Oberman has a leadoff single here in the second. Putting the ball in play, and that's what Jared Oberman did. Bring your designated hitter, Chaz Hennon, to the plate.
Designated hitter number 25, Chaz Hennon.
Chaz Hennon in the regionals was 0 for 5. He didn't do a lot of hitting in the regionals.
How about it? Your first state tournament at bat, you get off that schneid and
you get
a hit. Good for him. Chaz Hennon looking to bunt. Chaz trying to push it down the first baseline. It goes foul and 0-1. Well, then a strike to Hennon. Oberman will take his lead at first. He's being held there by Iverson. Krochok kicks and delivers. Hennon puts a nice bunt down the first baseline. Job done. Hennon tags out, and Oberman the second.
Kept that ball in the grass, which was big. That one would have rolled foul, I'm sure, otherwise, right?
You bet. Good job.
So.
Good job by Chaz Hennon.
So a little small ball here early in the game for the Martins. But I still think it's important to try to get that first run in the state tournament game.
I agree. Oberman ends up on second. Here's Michael Schlungen at the plate, the Martin second baseman. And Michael will pop this one up. Shallow center field. The center fielder got a late start on it. He comes hard and makes a diving catch. And the second baseman was standing right there watching. He wouldn't have had to go back very far at all.
Right fielder actually kind of come up slow also, and he left the center fielder come up. Boy, he come a long way.
He did.
Like I said, second baseman was right there.
So Trevor Schmicek comes a long way to make that catch. Two outs, and here's Austin Arsenal at the plate. Austin will take a pitch outside, a ball, and 1-0.
With a license plate, please move their vehicle.
1-0 the count to Austin Arsenal, the number 8 hitter in the Martin lineup, and Arsenal swings and misses strike one, 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. Krochok's pitch outside, ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Matthew Schlungen on deck for St. Martin. Pitch. Arsenal a check swing. And he'll follow it over by the first base dugout. That's the dugout Montgomery's in. And a count 2-2.
Montgomery with a dark blue top with kind of a green stripe around her sleeve and collar.
Kind of like a mallard duck.
Yeah, really.
Followed out of play by Austin Arsenal. Count that 2-2 yet. Two balls, two strikes. Oberman at second. Austin Arsenal takes low for a ball. And the count full at 3-2. The lead by Oberman. Krochok's pitch. And outside ball four, Austin Arsenal draws a walk. You know, that's the area, Don, when you look at a home plate umpire for a right-handed hitter, that outside pitch, because he concentrates on that
over the plate and inside.
Absolutely, yes.
That outside pitch is always in question. And here's Matthew Slungin. Fly ball to right field, there to make the catch. Is Eric Iverson. That'll do it for the Martins in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We played an inning and a half. St. Martin nothing, Montgomery nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KSM Albany. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Bottom of the second inning coming up. Kirby Hemish is listening to our call as he's rolling in, Don, to Litchfield. And he's trying to make you jealous. He said, 10 minutes out of Litchfield, enough time for a pretzel when I get there.
Hey, Kirby, I had a pretzel down here. They're great.
All right, bottom of the second inning. Ben Schrader set to base. The 5-6-7 hitters, Eric Iverson at the plate, the right fielder. First pitch to Iverson, a strike. There's the ball a little bit low, and the count 1-1.
Bruncy had the new thing to put long hot dog.
That was actually very
good. A little timid on trying it with everything on, with the jalapenos and the chili sauce.
Yeah, that wasn't a good idea. So just plain with a little mustard and ketchup was good.
Yeah.
And for $3.
That was not bad.
No, and that really was a foot long. 1-2 the count. Here's a ground ball foul. And the count stays 1-2.
Yeah, it's always good at these state tournaments. They got pulled pork. My wife, Mary, had a pulled pork, said it was very good. Just great food.
Foul to the screen by Eric Iverson, and the count stays 1-2. Ben Schrader. That slow, methodical delivery. There's a curveball, and Iverson caught looking.
Beautiful pitch by Ben Schrader. He had him fooled on that one. He set him up real well. Got that curveball down the outside part of the plate. Nothing he could do with it.
Now, Ben Schrader, Don, I think he likes working with Brian Schlungen because Brian is such a good, I think, catcher at remembering what pitches each batter's weaknesses
so.
And strengths are. Yeah. So this first time through, Ben might work a batter different than he's going to the second time through.
I think so, too. And throwing a lot of curveballs. You see that with Ben.
First pitch, a ball to the number six hitter, Johnny Krochok. And now he'll follow one back and out of play. And the count, 1-1. To get a little closer view of Johnny Krochok here, the pitcher at home plate down, and he is built. He's not very tall, but he looks different than he does on the mound. 1-1. Krochok, a foul ball down the third baseline. Fielded there by the third base coach, and back to Ben Schrader. The count had 1-2 to Krochok.
Yeah, he's got some powerful legs the way it looks on.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. 1-2 the count. No score if you're just joining us. Bottom of the second inning. Ben Schrader's breaking ball. Foul at the plate by Krochok, and count stays 1-2.
Well, from up here, Randy, you could actually see the seams on that one, the way they were turning. So I don't know. My eyes aren't real bad yet, but I don't think I'd want to try to hit it.
Krochok just getting a piece of that pitch. One out, nobody on. Schrader comes with the fastball and a swing and a miss. Pitch. Rule strike three as the home plate umpire says Schlungen did catch it without hitting the ground. And two outs. Ben Schrader, back-to-back strikeouts here in the second.
Catcher number 22.
That was an excellent pitch on the outside corner, too. He kept it away from him. And what you got to do with these good hitters? Keep them off stride.
We heard the game over in Litchfield, the Class B game, was in the second inning as well, so playing stride for stride with them is after this game's done, we're going to go to Litchfield for Cold Spring Springer Baseball. Pop up behind the plate, Brian Schlungen going behind the plate, looks up in the air a long, long time, steps on the bat.
Yes, he did.
And made the catch yet for the out. So three outs quickly here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Two innings in the books. St. Martin and Montgomery scoreless. More baseball to come in a minute here on KSM Albany.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Oh, that's a stud.
Welcome back to DASCO. Randy Rothstein, Don Einen with me. We got a lot of celebrities here in the crowd tonight.
we're not it.
And just, if you see Donnie Heinen in passing this week, just ask Donnie about his favorite number 7. He likes number 7 for some reason. I mean, he wore number 15 his whole career, didn't you?
Just about,
yeah. But he still hasn't given me a real answer other than I like the number 7.
Well, you said you like the number 13, and you said that's almost half. Double 7 is almost...
Oh, yeah.
You were trying to explain it to me.
Okay.
Didn't make sense,
so that makes sense then when it doesn't make sense. Kyle Leeser will lead off the third for the Martins. The Leeser, Schlungen, and Holthaus. Facing Johnny Krawczyk. First pitch to Kyle, a fall. Kyle squares the bump and pulls back in the count 1-1.
Okay, I like the way it's shaped. 7. It's easy. Okay.
You can play hangman with the number 7.
You can.
1-1. Leeser rips it in the left field. A solid base hit. But Kyle got robbed on his first at-bat. Now retaliates with a single to left, and he's 1-for-2. Brian Schlungen at the plate. Brian with a single up the middle in his first at-bat. We'll see what Carl Leeser does here. I think Carl likes it that Kyle and Brian can work a hit-and-run good together, so maybe look for a hit-and-run.
A big hole over on the right side there.
Schlungen takes a hole. Well, they won't have to worry about it as it goes through the legs of catcher Tyler Bednar. I think it's a wild pitch, Don. Did that bounce in the dirt, maybe?
I think it did hit the dirt.
Yeah.
I think it was a very blockable ball.
In any event, Leeser ends up on second base. He's in scoring position. Schlungen at the plate. The count 1-0. Krawczyk looks back to second. Here's a check swing by Brian Schlungen to second. Throw to first in time. A 4-3 put out of Schlungen as Dalton Zoig throwing him out, and Leeser ends up on third.
Excuse me, swing by Brian Schlungen. He didn't want to.
That kind of worked like a bunt to the right side or something like that. Bring Taylor Holthaus to the plate. Taylor was caught looking in his first at bat. And here's a shot down the third base line. It hits Leeser in foul territory. Wow, Leeser jumped up to try to get out of the way. It hit by that ball and be all right. It caught him in the feet. That's why you stay in foul territory.
That's why you want to be out there.
So 0-1 the count to Taylor Holthaus. The Martins looking to put that uneven number in the on the scoreboard here this afternoon. Pitch a ball to Holthaus in the count 1-1. No score, top of the third inning. Here's the pitch from Johnny Krawczyk outside of ball, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. One up, one on. Krawczyk's pitch outside and 3-1.
And Greg, if you're listening, no, we're not. Randy's just...
we're high on life today.
Yeah, he's... I think the rain delay got to Randy a little. I think a little water on the head kind of hit him a little
bit.
3 balls, 1 strike.
Holthaus will take high ball 4. And so he's going to walk, put runners at first and third. Well, we can take that number 7. We can really dig into it. I mean, there's something deep here. Just haven't found out how deep we got to go.
I think we should drop that.
Okay. Up at the plate, Jordan Mascho, fly ball to right field. Jordan's first at bat. No score, first and third, one out. Going on the play, hits Holthaus, slide at second, safe, and takes the force away with that slide. One and oh the count. Mascho took that pitch for a ball. Mascho, ready up the plate. Johnny Krawczyk kicks, delivers, and ooh, that's high. It goes off the mid of the catcher. Leeser's coming home. Slide, safe. 1-0 Martins. As Bednar had it go off his glove, and on to third goes Taylor Holthaus. St. Martin takes an early lead.
I thought that hit Jordan at first, didn't you?
Yeah, that was so far inside, and I think maybe the catcher, that's what distracted him a little bit.
Oh, I think it did.
And that's going to draw a visit to the mound by management of the Montgomery Mallards. So while we have this time out, we want to thank our fine sponsors bringing us state tournament baseball today from the St. Martin area. We certainly appreciate their support. Central Minnesota Insurance over in Painesville, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond, the City of St. Martin, their big 125-year celebration coming up next Saturday, the 27th, Rambo, Albany Chrysler Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, BMS Excavating, Mumlock Hardware Inc. in St. Martin, Ducci's Bad Company Bar of St. Martin, Pep's Pork in Rose Spring Hill, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Lake Henry Implements, and St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency. Masha's going to take a low for ball three and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And there's a strike call, 3-1. 3-1 the count. Masha had already flipped the bat to the on-deck circle. Broadcasting from Dassel here this afternoon on KASM Radio, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, Noah Ide producing our game at our studios. Here's Marshall. Fly ball down the right field line. Long way to go, and in that right field corner, splash.
Water down there.
Ball gets a little water down in that right field corner. Foul ball.
There's a little water in front of the Montgomery Mallards dugout area, too.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Like we said, if we get another downpour like that, this field's going to be in pretty tough shape. And
yeah.
It's really nice right now. It's not too bad.
On the mound was Johnny Krochak. Stepped off the back of the rubber. Wasn't quite set. 3-2 the count to Marshall with one out. Runner at third. Marshall ground ball over the middle. Coming in to score is Holthaus. And to first base of the shortstop, Pat Lloyd's throw for the out. And Marshall gets the job done. Just high enough over that pitcher's head.
Oh, that was perfect. Shortstop come in. He had a notion to come
home.
He did.
A little hesitation.
He wouldn't have got anybody, I don't think, on that.
6-3 in the put out. Two out. RBI. And here's Jared Overman. Jared, 1-for-1. Base hit. The lead off the second. Bats here in the third.
Big swing and a miss. A healthy cut at that, didn't
he? Yeah, he did. 0-1 the count. Krochak delivers. Strike two called. And 0-2. The lights are on in Dassel. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Krochak's pitch. And Overman will follow it to the net. The count 0-2. You've seen a lot of teams, Don, go away from the wire backstop. They've gone to this net now. A lot easier on baseball.
I think so, too, yeah. I think it's a little bit easier, mate. I hope this one didn't get over his head.
No. Well, bouncer back to Krochak on the mound. 1-3 on the put out of Jared Overman. That'll do it for the Martins in the third. But they produced two runs on one hit. There were no errors and no one left on base. We played in a 2.5 inning. St. Martin 2, Montgomery nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM Albany. Bottom of the third inning here at Dassel Baseball Park. Trevor Schmicek will lead it off for the Montgomery Mallards against Ben Schrader. Ben's got himself a 2-0 lead here. Let's see what he can do. Schmicek. Trevor Schmicek, the center fielder for Montgomery, the number 9 hitter.
Got to go get some pronunciation of some of these names here. And my wife, Mary, went over to one of the Montgomery fans and just had them pronounce them for us. And she spelled them out. And it's a lot easier pronouncing them.
Actually, Schmicek's the number 8 hitter, the number 9 hitter, Dalton Zoig, on deck. Oh and one, the pitch inside from Schrader, and 2-0. It's 6:07. You're listening to KASM Albany, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM. Thanks for joining us here on KASM. It's missing inside from Schrader, and 3-0.
7 minutes past the hour of 6.
Three balls, no strikes. There's a strike from Ben Schrader, and 3-1. 3-1 the count. The kick to pitch from Schrader. Ground ball to third. Matthew Schlungen has it. Cross the diamond. 5-3 in the putout. Don, we know that this St. Martin team, they don't score a lot of runs. They haven't this year.
They haven't this year, no.
But their defense really keeps them in ballgames.
You betcha it does. Yep, they play good defense. Like you said, they don't score a lot of runs. They have a few times, but...
Second baseman, number 21.
They don't score a lot more. I know I've seen them score 7 runs, 8 runs already in a ball game. I know in the region they scored that, but normally throughout the year they were winning some tight ball games.
They were.
Yeah.
They really were. Dalton Zoig at the plate. Dalton, the second baseman for Montgomery, a first pitch, a strike. There's a swing and a miss at the off speed from right-hander Ben Schrader in the count at 0-2. Zoig will follow this back and out of play. The count stays 0-2. We're in the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 St. Martin. 2 runs, 3 hits, and an error for the Martins. No runs, no hits, no errors so far for Montgomery. Ben Schrader pitching from the stretch.
Wow.
And a swing, or actually a call strike 3, and out on strike is Zoig. So interesting there that Ben Schrader went out of the stretch against Zoig.
That was a heck of a curveball, wasn't it? Shells are completely at the plate.
Now it looks like Schrader is going to go out of the windup. And the pitch low for a ball, 1-0.
That was one of his 55-footers.
1-0 the count.
He throws that breaking ball. So much of the downward motion that a lot of times he will bounce it right by the plate.
It's low again, and 2-0 now to leadoff hitter Tom Plechick. Plechick rips it foul down the third baseline, and the count is at 2-1 now, 2 balls and 1 strike. To Plechick, fly ball to center field in his first at bat. Two-one the count. It's low for a ball, and 3-1. See a couple of the Boudreaux ball players here from St. Cloud. They were big winners today over in Litchfield. 3-1, and Plechick's going to draw a two-out walk here.
Sound of that fastball's still got a pretty good pop on it, doesn't it?
It does. Shortstop Pat Lloyd will bat. Pat so far today 0-for-1, reached on an error back in the first inning. And the pitch to Lloyd, low for a ball, 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 outs, 1 on. Here's Schrader's pitch. Lloyd, a ground ball foul down the third baseline. And the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Baseball going on right now over in Litchfield and over in Broughton. Broughton taking all of Hutchinson's games for today, and we've been told for tomorrow as well. 1-1 pitch. Lloyd lays off of it, ruled the ball outside, and 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Over in Broughton tonight, Sobieski and Worthington. They'll play at 7:30 tonight in Broughton. There's a foul ball down the right field line, out of play, and the count 2-2.
Please return all foul balls to the first base concession stand. All foul balls.
And here tonight, a little bit later, Don, it'll be Maple Lake and St. Peter. Should be a good matchup.
Oh, Maple Lake got a good baseball program there.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Going on the play, it's Plechick. Here's a ground ball. The leaser deep at short. Kyle picks it up. He doesn't have a play on Lloyd at first, and he double clutches it. Throws, or actually fake the throw back to second, and Plechick hung on at second base. So infield single for Pat Lloyd will give the Mallards runners at first and second with two outs. That'll be the Mallards' first hit today. And it'll bring Mike Fleechek to the plate, the third baseman.
That was a good play by Kyle Leeser to hang on to that. If he makes that turn at second base, he's going to get him, but I don't think he would have had a chance at him at first base. It would have been a close play, and it gives that chance that runner from second to go to third.
Right, right, absolutely. Two outs, 1-0, or actually 2-0. Here's a hot shot pass, Leeser at third. They're going to send Fleechek. Here comes the throw into the infield. Safe at home, and it's now 2-1 as Mike Fleechek gets an RBI single.
Just out of the outstretched reach of Kyle Leeser at shortstop, he dove for it. If he knocks that down, he saves the run, but that was hit pretty hard.
Taylor Holthouse didn't get a lot on that throw.
Sure, the grass has still got to be wet yet.
Oh, absolutely. That'll bring cleanup hitter Ryan Iverson to the plate. Ryan, a ground ball to short in his first at bat. Runners at first and second, two outs. Those two out runs. Ooh, they're huge runs all the time.
They are. Seems like second time through the lineup here. Montgomery's kind of looking.
Another hit in the exact same spot. Going to test Holthouse again. His throw coming into the infield. Sliding safe at home is Lloyd, and it's tied at 2-2.
Well, you're picking right through that shortstop hole over there, pulling Ben Schrader pretty good here right now.
Boy, and you know, Don, if Kyle Leeser plays over a few steps, I think he has plays on three of those balls.
Probably, but what do? You know, he's playing deep out there at shortstop, so he's giving himself some extra range.
Yeah. So those balls hit right between the third baseman and shortstop, and Leeser is just out of the reach of some of those. Here's number five hitter, Eric Iverson, and the first pitch to Eric, a strike, and 0-1. So we're tied 2-2 here in the third.
Looks to me like he's shaded a little bit more towards third, but...
Pitch on the inside corner, and 0-2. They're coming around on,
yes,
on Ben Schrader. They're pulling him pretty good right now.
Curveball. It's probably hanging just a little bit right now.
0-2, two outs, two on. Schrader's breaking ball. Here's another ground ball to Leeser at short. Kyle up with it. Cross the diamond. There's a 6-3 put out. That'll do it for Madison or Montgomery here in the third inning. Montgomery scores two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two left on base. So we played three innings, 2-2. It's St. Martin and Montgomery. We're back in a minute here on KSN Albany. Top of the fourth inning from Dassel. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here on a Saturday afternoon. Baseball, I know a lot of rain falling through central Minnesota. There's been different areas of central Minnesota that have been hit. We were given a shower here at about 4:45 this afternoon. It delayed us for probably close to 45 minutes. As Chaz Hennon leads off the fourth, a fly ball to left field. There to make the catch. Left fielder Fleechek for the out. One down, and here comes Michael swung into the plate.
Second baseman number 10, Michael Schwungen.
Michael, a fly ball to center field in his first at-bat today. And the pitch inside a ball, 1-0.
Cramping my leg, Randy.
It's like riding a horse all day just about, isn't it, Todd?
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah,
you're right.
Swing and a miss by Michael Schwungen, 1-1. All in a strike, swung and a shot up the middle, underneath the glove of the shortstop, Pat Lloyd, and into center field, a base hit for Michael.
Yep.
That one had eyes on it, didn't it?
It did. He had a play on him there. I think he would have had a play on him. Comes up with that ball up the middle.
And it might be, too, that, you know, a little bit of that bounces out of the infield, that ball just
pretty soft.
Soft, yep. Austin Arsenault at the plate. Austin walked in his first at bat today. Takes a strike on the inside corner and 0-1. 2-2 our score, top of the fourth inning. Get a little bit of sunshine maybe here in Dassel now.
Actually, it's turning out pretty nice right now. Brightening up a little bit.
I think that's going to become one of the no-nos in radio. To say it's pretty nice out right now. It's kind of like this game is moving along real fast.
Okay. So we better be quiet. Here comes the rain. Oh, okay.
0-2 the count as Arsenault will foul it away. Well, it's two strikes.
So what else don't you all say? The game is moving along quickly. Oh, it's going slow.
Arsenal take high for a ball, and the count 1-2.
We can say there's no no-hitter going right now.
That's right. That would be a jinx. Yeah.
We're okay.
We're okay with that. Yeah, there's a lot of those terms in baseball that you stay away from. Yeah, you mentioned the no-hitter term. It's like,
oh, that's a jinx.
That's a jinx.
A huge jinx.
Yeah, you don't mention when a pitcher, like in the fifth or sixth inning, hasn't given up a hit yet, do you?
No.
Arsenal follow back and out of play, and the count at 2-2.
When you're playing, you come to the dugout, you say, way to go, and you go sit down on the bench and zip it.
And zip it, yeah. 2-2 the count to Austin Arsenal. Michael swung it over at first. Johnny Krocek on the mound, delivers a little bit low, and the count full at 3-2.
It's like saying we're going to win the lottery.
That's right.
But we have a chance, right?
Yeah. Well, you got to buy a ticket first.
That's true.
Yeah. 3-2 the count. Arsenal hop up to shallow left field. Lloyd, the shortstop, back on the grass, will make the catch for out number 2.